Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Benedict Tupro, today with Céline Sciamma.
Hi.
Céline Sciamma's Girlhood is amongst the three finalists for the Lux Prize. After observing young girls discovering their bodies and sexual identities, the film Girlhood, a third feature, focuses on high school girls, four of them, especially one, who are black girls from the Parisian suburb. They're more cocky than the previous characters you had observed. They're sometimes a little bit aggressive, but it's true that they also live in a universe where they're confined to the roles of either mothers or sluts. So what brought you to focus on these characters, which are maybe not as close to your own experience as your previous ones?
Well, I really wanted to meet them, actually. I kept seeing those girls in the streets and how lively they were, how beautiful they were, and I was really amazed at their energy, and I was curious about them, actually. And they seemed far away, but I felt like that we could really connect, and that was the whole project, actually. It's the project of the movie is a meeting between me and them, and between the audience, we hope, and them.
Well, you have a captivating way of looking at your female characters, and these particular girls are no exceptions to that. There's a beautiful scene where they dance on Rihanna's music, which is particularly charming. How long do you study your characters in order to get that effect?
I study my characters for a long time, but in my room, in my mind, just trying to build them as strong and as soft and as loving as possible. And then I meet my actresses and I study them while shooting them. I'm not, you know, spending time trying to document what they are in life before shooting, but I look at them very, very strongly and very carefully while shooting. And I think that's why some kind of magic happens. It's because I look at them like I want them to be, like how beautiful I want them to be, how strong I want them to be. And that's why, that's why it's a meeting, actually. So it's not a long study. It's an accurate one in decisive moments.
How did you cast those four particular girls, especially Mariam?
Well, we went hunting for them in the streets, in Rihanna's concert, in shopping malls, everywhere we could find young girls. Actually, I've always been doing this, even in my former films. When you're trying to find a new faces in the cinema, you have to look for them everywhere. And there was a long process of casting. I met like hundreds of girls, and I picked up these four ones because they had this great alchemy, and also because they were very strong individualities, and they were also confident in the project.
How is it to work with girls who have no past as actresses, who are non-professionals, and have such strong personality? It must have been exhilarating. It looks like it must have been a lot of fun, but how did they accept the discipline that shooting a movie entails?
Well, there was really no problem with that, actually, because, I mean, they do have strong personalities, but your actors always have strong personalities. You pick somebody because they have a strong personality, and they were really committed and really serious, actually, and I'm glad that you feel that it must have been difficult, because it means that you can feel how you feel they're powerful on the screen, so it means that it works. But really, it was they knew it was a job, and they were really serious about it, so I didn't have to domesticate them. You know, it's all about teaching them how to be actresses, and they were really eager to learn, so it wasn't that hard.
Well, I mentioned the scene where they dance on Rihanna, and that they really convey great energy. Do you have a specific anecdote about shooting this scene, about this scene specifically?
Well, the anecdote is that it was written like that in the script. I wrote the scene for Rihanna's Diamonds, and they didn't believe me, the actresses. They said, no, you won't have Rihanna, it's impossible. Like they weren't worth it, or it's like two worlds. And so when we shot the scene, they were amazed that we were actually doing it. And in the end, we didn't have the rights actually for the song, so we had to fight to get them. But the beautiful story is that it's the scene that won Rihanna's entourage heart. They saw the scene and they said, okay, you can use the song. So good job, girls.
Yes, good job indeed. Coming back to the environment in which the film takes place, the specific male context, how are you perceived as someone who's shooting a movie in this specific place and as a woman who's doing it and as a white woman who's doing it?
Well, how was I perceived? Well, you should ask the others. I don't know. I felt totally entitled to be doing this because I felt the need and the desire to do it. And I think that this is quite contaminating. I mean, people could see that I was really committed. And you can play with that. I mean, I wasn't going to excuse myself for doing it. I felt strongly about doing it and I was saying it. And if you know, I just had one problem at the time with a guy who was just there for one day. But just the problem was that he actually didn't get that I was the boss on the set, because it wasn't like, in his mind it was impossible that this young girl could be the boss. And I just said, hey, I'm the boss, you know. He was like, oh, okay. It was quite simple, actually. So, you know, sometimes to be the boss, you have to just feel like you can be the boss.
How do you feel about being one of the three finalists for the Lux Prize and your film being chosen as representative of a certain European reality?
I feel glad. And it was... I feel really glad because I, even though I feel like I'm a French director and we are always assigned to where we make the movies, and this one specifically is going like is in the French suburb, could be seen as a sociological point of view in a very specific French reality, and I didn't make it like that. But so I'm glad that it can be perceived as a more wide look on characters from Europe or characters from the world of cinema. And so it's it feels great that that the movie's talking from Europe, and with this prize being in the finalists is going to talk to Europe because it's going to be shown all over and in the parliament. And also it feels good because I feel the movie is political, and I'm glad that it's being shown where things get decided.
Well, it started nicely its international career by being the opening movie at the director's small night in Cannes, but I feel very happy for you that you will be able to be shown in many, many European countries during the Lux days and during the whole process that the Lux Prize entails. Thank you very much, Céline, for speaking to us today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.